Season's greetings. This guided meditation is designed to help you to align with the true meaning of the holiday season, which is peace, joy, and love. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And if we're not careful, we can get caught up in the things that take us away from the true meaning of the season. We're going to spend the next 10 minutes together in a quiet space. So you don't want to be driving your car or operating any equipment right now. Get into a quiet space and get comfortable. Feel free to listen to headphones if that feels more private. You can sit in your favorite chair or even lay down. The important thing is to get comfortable and to eliminate any distractions. Let's start by taking a deep breath together. Inhale. And exhale. On your next inhale, imagine yourself breathing in a more peaceful and joyful state. And on the exhale, allow yourself to let go of anything that may be preventing you from feeling peace and joy right now in this moment. Another nice deep breath in. And a gentle full exhale. We're going to focus on our breath and align with the best qualities of the holiday season. So breathe in peace and breathe out any stress or tension you might be feeling. Breathe in joy and breathe out any pressure you might be feeling. Focus on love as you inhale and gratitude as you exhale. So inhale love and exhale gratitude. Allow your breath to support you as we practice a few tools today to help you to find and keep your balance this season. Just allow your breath to find its own natural rhythm. And know that anytime you feel any kind of holiday stress or tension, you can come back to your breath and find yourself in a more peaceful state. So feel your feet. Imagine, if you will, that your feet are firmly planted on the floor. And as you feel your feet, become aware of the connection your feet have to the ground. As you feel into this connection, begin to imagine roots coming out of your feet, like a string of holiday lights reaching deep down into the center of the earth. As you feel the roots deepening, imagine that the roots are lights that just find their way naturally deeper into the earth. And the deeper you go, notice how good it feels to be aware of this connection that you have to the earth. And on your next inhale, allow yourself to breathe this grounding, solid earth energy up through the roots, into your feet, and up into your body. On the exhale, allow yourself to let go of any stress or tension that you're aware of. Breathe in that solid, grounded energy and release anything that's ready to leave. Don't worry about letting go of negativity. The earth knows how to recycle that heavy energy for better use. Whatever you're ready to release will not hurt anyone or anything. These roots into the earth are a great place to release what is no longer serving you. And as you continue to breathe, notice how much more connected and supported you feel. You're more grounded now, and you can come back to this state anytime you feel like it would be helpful. It's great to take a few breaths and ground before you get in the car and drive, before a meeting at work. And it's super nourishing to practice grounding before a meal. The late, great Louise Hay taught us that the power is in the present. When we can show up fully in the present moment, we're more easily able to respond the way that we want to. Being present is a practice. Being present helps us to truly be here now. It's easy to get caught up in all of the extra things we need to do during this busy time of the year. we might have more worries, more demands on our time, and even expectations that things go a certain way. We may feel lonely at times. We may be exposed to more stressful situations during the holidays. Perhaps your family time historically isn't as peaceful as you would like it to be. When we worry about things in the future, it takes away from the power and the beauty in the present moment. Alternatively, we can also find ourselves with our thoughts and energy in the past. And these past thoughts, they might be positive or they might be negative. When we are focused on the past or the future, we take our attention off the present moment. When we become aware that we're not fully in the present, we can shift there pretty quickly with some practice. Here's a little tool to help you get present quickly. Imagine that there's a magnet in the center of your head that can help you to call back all of your thoughts and energies back to the present so that you can be here now. Allow that magnet to effortlessly grab any thoughts that might be out there in the future. You know, those things on your to-do list and all of those expectations you might have about the holidays. Allow the magnet to assist you in pulling all of those thoughts to the center of your head. And you can also do the same thing with any thoughts and expectations that may be floating around from the past. Let the magnet help you bring all the thoughts, energies, and intentions into the present moment. You can also breathe yourself into the present. Inhale and exhale, and simply notice how you feel. You may notice that you feel a little more strength or a little more peace. Simply notice. And try not to judge yourself for where you are right now. Bringing yourself to the present moment is something that gets easier with practice. You can practice this anytime. There's so much happening in our world today. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, everything that's going on that we don't have control of. But we can learn how to control how we respond. We can support ourselves with these simple practices that help us to feel more grounded, present, and supported. The last tool I want to share with you today is to call in more support. And I'd like you to imagine a white or golden or goldeny white light that comes in above your head, and it comes in through your crown at the top of your head. And when you need a little extra support this holiday season, why don't you imagine a beautiful light-filled crown that you can just imagine placing on the top of your head? And notice the details of this gorgeous crown. What does it look like? What color is it? How does it feel on your head? And as the crown sits on your head, notice that it's sending this wonderful, beautiful, goldeny white light down through your head, moving all the way down your body. And invite this white into every cell of your body as it goes all the way down to the tips of your toes. Imagine that this light has the perfect quality of support you need. If you're feeling lonely, allow this crown to fill you up with love. Breathe that into every cell of your body. If you're feeling anxious or nervous, allow the light from the crown to fill you up with peace and confidence so that you can handle whatever comes in front of you. Whatever quality you need, you can ask to come to you via the magic crown with its beautiful white golden light. You can ask for the light to protect you. And this may seem a little strange at first, and that's a normal response when trying something new. The more you practice allowing light in to support you, the easier it will become and the more supported you will feel. What have you got to lose? The authentic, pure, and true energy of the holiday season is beautiful. It's bright. It's joyful. It's loving. It's supportive. And the holiday season can also be a time of year where there are more demands and expectations. You may be busier. And you might have certain traditions and experiences that you want to recreate. You may be stressed or disappointed that the energy feels more frenzied than joyful and peaceful. The beauty here is acknowledging and accepting how you're currently feeling and knowing that you can shift how you feel by tuning inward and practicing grounding, getting present, and calling the light of support in. The more you can be present in the moment, the easier it is to call in the true energy of the season. Ask yourself, what do I want to experience more of this holiday season? You may want to have more peace, more love, more joy, more fun, more relaxation. Whatever it is that you want to experience, think of those qualities right now and invite them into your life. Ask yourself, what am I grateful for today? And how can I be more kind and loving today? Sometimes it's easier to extend love and kindness out to others. Today, it might be helpful to ask yourself where you can extend love, kindness, and compassion to yourself. When we are kind and compassionate to ourselves, we fill up our own energy reserves so that we have more kindness and love to extend to others. Imagine filling yourself up and allow this holiday cheer to spill over. See the love fill those you love and spread out across the world. Love is the true meaning of the holiday season, and it's one of the most powerful energies that we can work with in our lives. Our time today is almost complete, but know that this recording is here for you to listen to whenever you might need it. And notice how calm, peaceful, and serene you feel in this moment. Know that with practice and intention, you can experience more and more of this in your life. Now I want you to notice your breathing again and allow yourself to come back into the room. And on the count of five, you'll feel awake, alert, and refreshed. One, become aware of your fingers and toes. Two, begin to move your feet and hands. Three, feeling more awake. Four, beginning to open your eyes. And five, feeling awake, alert, nourished, and refreshed. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me in this guided visualization today. I want to encourage you, if you're at all interested in journaling, to write down as much detail as possible, because the details can be very powerful teachers for us when we're in an altered state. And I'm here for you if you want to share anything that came up for you today. You can always reach me via my website, KathleenNelsonTroyer.com. Sending you love, light, and the magic of the holiday season.